We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
We're here back at the Fantasy Bar. Six of my favorite plays for week 10 on FanDuel and DraftKings, including cheap plays at the running back and tight end position, what my favorite quarterback wide receiver pairing is for the week, and an absolute stud at Beast of the Week that's going to be under 10% owned. Who is it? Belly up to the Fantasy Bar and find out. Welcome in, guys. Week 10 edition, Beers Daily Fantasy Six Pack. Good to be back here once again in the Fantasy Bar talking FanDuel and DraftKings. Six of my favorite plays for you. Fresh off the tap, guys, do me a favor. Make sure you click that thumbs up button here on the YouTube page. Really helps us out, guys. That's the tip jar here in the Fantasy Bar, so I greatly appreciate that. At the same time, make sure you subscribe to the channel. Get notified when the videos are coming out. All right, before we talk week 10, let's take a quick look back at week 9, and one of those weeks, you know, nobody really killed you here, nobody really helped you either. Chase Edmonds, definitely a disappointment, but encouraged by the 25 carries he got in that game. So not our best week, not our worst week, but we move on here to week 10. All right, let's start at the running back position. Going to be a fun slate here. We're going to go road underdog. Normally a spot we don't want our running backs, but I like this spot here for James Robinson of the Jaguars. Now again, normally we prefer home favorites as our running backs, but that doesn't mean we can't play guys on the road, especially guys getting the workload that James Robinson gets, guys that are involved in the passing game like James Robinson is, and guys in a tremendous matchup against this Green Bay Packers defense, who is absolutely horrific against the run, second most fantasy points allowed per game to the running back position. They also give up a ton of rushing touchdowns, which obviously these numbers help equate to giving up a ton of fantasy points, but touchdowns. And do we expect Jacksonville to go out there and score a ton of touchdowns? No, we don't. But what if they do stay in this game? What if this game is competitive? We have to ask ourselves these questions and play out these narratives. But let's say they're not. Well, guess what? Green Bay also gives up the most receiving yards to running backs. So if they're in a play from behind position, they get down early, which is certainly what Vegas is indicating here, then James Robinson can have a big day that way as well. The point is, there are many different outlets and ways for James Robinson to have a massive game here. And we've seen him have 30-point games when Jacksonville's gotten blown out of the building. So, again, a lot of ways he can get there. Price is fair for a guy getting workhorse touches. We don't have many workhorses left in the league. James Robinson not in the best game environment the way most people are going to look at it. I see a lot of different ways he can get there. Definitely one of my favorite running backs of the week. All right, let's go to tight end position, get you some value here, save some money with Austin Hooper of the Browns. So Hooper was really starting to come on here. I mean, he didn't have any earth-shattering games, didn't win anybody tournaments, but the point is the targets were there in the offense. He was really starting to get on the same page with Baker Mayfield, averaged almost 8 targets a game those few games before he went out with injury. Now we take Odell Beckham out of that lineup. And I know we may have the return of Nick Chubb. That's only going to help this passing offense. It's going to help open things up here for guys like Austin Hooper and the Texans. This is a defense we've been targeting all year long. Not going to stop now, especially with tight ends. Second most fantasy points per game to that position over the last month. They've really struggled here. This is a bad defense, a bad secondary, and an offense I think is going to be able to do whatever they want. 3,900 really jumped off the page here for Austin Hooper. I think he finds the end zone, has a big day here against the Texans. All right, moving on to our next play here in the fantasy bar. We're going to go back to the running back position. We're going to go with Kenyon Drake of the Cardinals. Now, this one basically is Arizona running back. Whoever it may be, this is the person I want. Drake's price, super cheap. If he's back, I think he steps right back in to that starting role. Yes, Chase Edmonds is going to be involved, no doubt. Yes, Kyler Murray is going to steal some touches on the ground, some rushing yards, some of that upside, absolutely. But at 4,900 on DraftKings, at just 6K on FanDuel, in a game they're playing a defense that is not good against the run. 22nd in DVOA this season are the Buffalo Bills. Second highest team total on the slate, only trailing the Green Bay Packers here at almost 30 points here for the Arizona Cardinals. So again, if Drake's back in there, I want him. If it's Chase Edmonds, I want to go right back to that well. We mentioned in the open, 25 carries. They clearly wanted to get him involved. The production wasn't great, but whoever it may be, if it's Drake, I want him. If it's Edmonds, I'm going right back to the well here. The point is, this game's going to be a shootout. I want the Arizona running back here. A lot of people going to go after that Arizona passing game. I'm certainly going to do that in some lineups as well. But this gives you a way to be different. People may hesitate to get Kenyon Drake back in that lineup. But these prices, just too good to ignore in a game total sitting at 56. So we like that game. Everybody likes that game. How do we get different on the Buffalo side? I think a lot of people are going to go to Stephon Diggs. Let's go down a peg and go wide receiver John Brown. And no issues with Diggs. No problem. Maybe a double stack here with Diggs and John Brown. But the point is, John Brown back healthy, and it really showed last week. Season high in targets, receptions, receiving yards, with 8 for 99 in that game against Seattle. And everybody has gotten it done against the Seattle Seahawks. Well, guess what? Everybody's been getting it done at the wide receiver position against this Arizona team, especially in the last month. Second most fantasy points over the last 4 weeks have the Cardinals allowed. We know the focus will be on Stephon Diggs. Patrick Peterson will spend a lot of time with Stephon Diggs. That's going to open things up for John Brown. The big playability he gets you. Plus, we get to sprinkle in a little bit of a revenge narrative here, returning back to where he spent so many years playing in the stadium for Arizona. The point is, high total game here. Brown gives us a way to get some exposure here, get a little different. Prices are fair, and the upside is huge. John Brown, one of my favorite mid-range receivers on the week. All right, we like John Brown. We like that game. Well, we got to like the guy throwing the ball. Let's go to quarterback and roll with Josh Allen. So, yes, Josh Allen going to have some ownership, going to be one of the higher-owned quarterbacks, no doubt. I don't care about ownership at the quarterback position. That's why I put chalk in parentheses. Never really matters. No quarterback ever gets overly owned. It tends to spread out a little bit. There's a reason Josh Allen is going to be owned. We talked about that 56-point total. A 56-point total here. A close spread with Arizona only favored by 2 as of this recording. So both teams are going to put up a ton of points. Both of these quarterbacks, and Kyler Murray, absolutely in play as well. There's a reason these guys are going to be highly owned. This spread sitting at -2 as of this recording. That tells me both teams are going to score a ton of points in this game. It feels like one of those games that could go way over the total here. And these are the games we seek out. So I know a lot of people are going to be attacking this game, no doubt. We're talking cash games here. Josh Allen, a phenomenal play. Tournaments, we know the upside. This guy's gone 33 or more DraftKings points in 44% of the Bills games. Think about that for a minute. Over 30 in almost half the games they played this season. This sets up as one of those games. In fact, would not shock me to see Josh Allen approach 40 DraftKings points here in this game. Huge upside here in this matchup. Gives us a big boost with his legs as well. Loving me some Josh Allen this week against the Arizona Cardinals. All right, it's time to take a look at my favorite play for week 10. But before we do that, guys, we're going to continue our Beast of the Week contest. All you have to do, get in the comment section, make sure you've hit that thumbs up button on the video, but give me fantasy points on DraftKings for my favorite play here of the week. The closest guests will win themselves either a free week of Roto Grinders Premium or a free Roto Grinders t-shirt. So let's wrap up week 10, the sixth and final play here. You know, Mass, the Beast of the Week. All right, this time I promise you a stud under 10% owned. We'll see what happens with the ownership. That's Jamino's department. The point is, I'm rolling Michael Thomas of the Saints, this week's Beast of the Week. So let's start adding things up. Week 9, you know, we know the Saints look good. We know they threw it to about 78 different pass catchers there. Didn't really need Michael Thomas. They could take it easy on him. So a lackluster box score there, 5 for 51, nothing to write home about. A lot of stud receivers on this slate. We talked about Stephon Diggs. Davante Adams going to have a ton of ownership here. So I think Thomas is going to check in at very low ownership, right around that 10% mark. That gives us nice leverage off of some of these studs, off of teammate Alvin Kamara, who's going to have big ownership. We know he plays extremely well at home in that dome. The Niners, bottom 10 in fantasy points allowed to this position over the last month. And it makes sense. All the injuries on this team. We saw Davante Adams go nuts on this 49ers team last week. In fact, Michael Thomas last season. And when this is when they were at full health, had some better options out there. Defensively, 11, 134, and 1. I think we get a vintage Michael Thomas performance here. And at 7,400 on DraftKings, feels like stealing. Even 8,500, I don't mind paying that price on FanDuel. Nobody's going to want to do it, guys. Michael Thomas, easily my favorite play on DraftKings and FanDuel in this week's Beast of the Week. All right, guys, that wraps up here in the Fantasy Bar for Week 10. As always, any comments, questions, feedback, hit me up in the comment section below the video. Don't forget, fantasy points for Michael Thomas on DraftKings for your shot at some free RG Premium. And also, head over to Twitter and follow me at BeerMakersFan through RotoGrinders.com. I am Beer saying salut. Best of luck here, guys, and we'll see you right back here next week.
Hey, thanks for checking out our videos. If you want more expert advice on DraftKings, FanDuel, or any other daily fantasy sports, make sure you check out the current videos playlist.